This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Before we get started on our other tech news, just a quick note on Twitter, the company's initial public offering, by most measures, a big success. Twitter's stock shot up more than 70% right after market open yesterday and stayed that high even after markets closed. Now, a discussion about an important piece of internet technology that may be going through a big change. Here's a hint.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yes, I speak of the cookie, but not the kind of cookie the Cookie Monster eats, the little crumbs of code that websites and advertisers use to keep tabs on our online behavior. For over a decade, cookies have helped create a multi-billion dollar online ad market, but all of that might be about to change, and that has the online ad industry all worked up, Marketplace's Queen of Kim reports.
David Radinsky is the CEO of 3Q Digital. It's an online marketing agency in Silicon Valley.
If you do a search on Google and you see an ad, if you're on Facebook, you see an ad, we might have put it there.
3Q Digital places those ads for clients like the American Red Cross and the fitness tech company Fitbit, based on data he gets from cookies. Those are little bits of computer code that are left on your browser when you visit a website. Radinsky pulls out his laptop and shows me how it works.
So let's say that I go to eBay.com, and I'll do that right now.
On his browser, Radinsky has a special tool. When he clicks on eBay, it shows him all the advertising companies placing cookies that are tracking us.
They're using one from AppNexus. They're using one from a company called Chengo. These are all separate companies.
And there are hundreds of these companies. They're called third-party ad servers. Some of them pay websites like eBay for permission to track you. Others collect the data to help websites like the New York Times serve up relevant ads.
It's vital information for advertisers to figure out where to advertise.
But giants like Facebook, Google, Apple, and Microsoft want to get rid of those third-party cookies and collect the data themselves using different technology. Chris Hufnagel is a privacy expert at UC Berkeley's Bolt School of Law.
This really has the industry scared because the hundreds of companies that are currently using cookies to track people are going to be nudged out.
There are a couple big forces driving this trend. Cookies don't work well on mobile, which is becoming more important for advertisers. And then there are privacy concerns. Some fear that third-party ad servers, many of them fly-by-night shops, can't be trusted to protect our data.
What's happening is the privacy risk is changing from hundreds of trackers to just a handful of them.
The word is that tech giants might just start tracking our devices. Hufnagel says right now, consumers can set browsers to block cookies. But if your device is being tracked,
people will not be able to block collection. So you have to trust that they will use it responsibly.
The advertising industry is having trust issues, too. Mark Grohman heads up the Network Advertising Initiative, a trade group for third-party ad servers.
We could end up with an internet truly dominated by a handful of companies who control the advertising dollars.
And in online advertising, if you control the data, you control the dough. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.